one. Hi, guys.
What's up, Paycasters? It's been like 2 weeks.
We're not dead, I swear.
No, I would assume most of them knew we weren't dead. I mean, we talk to half of them on a daily.
True. Well, you do.
Well, yeah, I've been on the Amino a lot recently.
I haven't.
I was like, when I notice you don't post on the Amino, I'm like, is he okay?
Okay, listen, I'm flooded with a lot of schoolwork right now. I'm currently preparing for my next playing test for band. So, which is Tuesday, by the way.
Oh, Jesus. And then there's me. I lost my job and then got two more.
So, yeah, there's that.
Yeah. Or actually, the first job, if it's dead, then whatever time, like, they'll look at the time and go, all right, you can leave at, like, 8, or you can leave at 9, like, they do that whole thing.
Actually, there's something I want to talk about, because I don't know if our viewers would know anything about this, but I'm going to open my little game folder here. As they can see, but you can't. I've been obsessed with this game that's right in the center here called The Arcana. So, actually, it's like Mystic Messengers, but different. Okay? So it's one of those type of games. It's like a dating sim game, kinda.
Yeah.
So, one of my friends got me into this game. They know who they are. They don't listen to this, but they know who they are. They basically got me obsessed. So basically, if any of you guys play this game and want to, like, talk to me about it, Azra's my baby. So, like, let's talk, but, like, that's about it. That's all I got.
Send me the link for it, because literally I've had, like, with the phone I have now, some games, like, it's weird. Like, they work, but I get bored so quick. Like, I'm playing Puzzle Zones, which is, like, 12 different puzzles in one game. I like this kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, like, literally all I have.
Then I'll give you the rundown. Basically, you are a magician's apprentice. The magician is Azura. And you are one day called to the palace by the Countess, Nadia. And she asks you to find the killer of her dead husband. And... and it just so happens, you know the killer in quotes, because it's all an assumption. So, and you just basically go through the different routes of going with Nadia, Julian, Portia, Azra. Lucio doesn't have a route yet. I think Muriel's getting a route soon. I don't know. The game's still being updated. Even though it's, like, a year or so old.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty new.
I'm wondering if it's being compatible with my phone, then.
It might be.
I was thinking, like, I was telling you the other day, the app that PD uses to live stream Sming, that's not compatible with my phone.
I just don't feel like getting it. That's why I don't have it.
Nice. And then it jumped to 60, and then it crested at 100 and just stayed there.
That's dope.
Yeah.
My apologies if I yawn a lot during this. I got home from I had a parade today, so I'm tired. That's just how it is. I'm sorry, K-casters, but, like, I'm a tired kid. Hey, at least they know that, like, my absence is excusable.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, even mine's semi-excusable.
Yeah.
Like, I like when I was sitting at home on like my day off the other day, I'm like, should I just jump on Anchor and be like, listen, I'm sorry. Shit's happening.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit that's gone down recently.
Yeah, between our real lives and then K-pop related, because it hit me that in a little over a month, I'm going to be hanging out with James again.
Oh, yeah. Which, like, I was supposed to also be there.
Yes, you are, but shit happened.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If this goes over, this is how I look at it. Because we're talking about the Day 6 concert. Because of the fact that it's stopping in Philly, this is the second K-pop group to make a actual Philly stop. And the first one being Eric Nam, and he sold out.
Yeah.
I haven't checked Day 6. I could probably check Ticketmaster right now and let you guys know. But with these groups doing pretty damn well in Philly, we could be getting more concert stops here.
Mm.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah, which means that there's always a possibility of a next time.
Yeah. Like, Eric Nam was only here a couple months ago, and then Day 6 announced their tour.
Right.
And a lot of people, I was actually, like, when I was looking over the stops for the Day 6 tour, I was surprised.
Right.
Because, like, it's not like with BTS, that BTS made the typical stops.
Mm-hmm.
Like, except for, they went from, literally, they had the show in Newark, New Jersey, which, for those who don't know, Newark is about a half hour outside of New York City. That's why K-Con's held there, and it's called K-Con New York because it's so close. But they went, after that, they had the, I think, Chicago stop for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went back to New York. That was tonight, that was the City Center, the City Field. And that sold out in under 10 minutes.
Jesus.
And apparently, the biggest concert that was held there was 45,000 people. And BTS sold it out with 50,000 people.
That impact.
Dude, like, but then, this impact, like, that impact alone is amazing. They broke two records in one shot with this. The first one being, they're the first Korean group to perform there.
Mm-hmm.
The second one being how many people are attending. But what I seem to notice on Twitter, all this American impact is not affecting the boys. The boys are still, they're them.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to change. Apparently, Jin got a little rebellious in the past couple years, but we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, some people who like BTS went to the Kimmel show for the taping of NCT 127's song, and their debut on American television.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying they're not BTS. How can they even think they're gonna do good here in the States? I only like BTS, shit like that. And I'm like, okay, you're judging this off of one song. Do me a favor, go back. Look again, please.
I really can't. I hate that, because instead of bringing another group down just because they're also making a breakthrough, you know, you're really just hating them because they're not BTS. Like,
right. Like, it's stupid. I can understand if you sat down, listened to every single song NCT has ever done, and I'm saying NCT as a whole, and then say, they're not my style.
Is understandable. And, like, right. If you, like, you could, like, I know people who like certain units right. style, which I can understand that, because each unit does their own thing.
Each unit is, exactly, like, you know, as a whole, when they're NCT 2018, it's like a mixture of all three, you know, groups, because it is all of them. But then you have NCT 127, who's more the mature content.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, I think it's NCT U's next.
Yeah, NCT U.
And that's like kind of the border between the mature and the cutesy, and then you have NCT Dream, who is majority cutesy.
Mm-hmm. Until like, Go happened, and then. And then we go, and then when we go up dropped, oh my god, I still refuse to believe that that is Jisung's voice. Like, I refuse. Yeah.
But, so I was just seeing those, and I'm going, really? But then they were also coming at NCT for not writing their own music. Guess what? Writing music's hard. Go fuck yourself.
And I hope they do know that NCT writes majority of their music, right?
Hello. Yes.
Yeah. They've said multiple times where Mark and Taeyong write most of their songs.
But these people don't look at that because they don't know any of their names.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not going to say written by NCT 127. It's not going to say written by NCT. It's not going to say any of that because there's so many fucking members. It's mm-hmm. going to go by their real name.
It'll go written by Mark Lee or Lee Taeyong. Like,
right. It's not like, you know, I could see they would have an argument. It was like, there was I think it was Rihanna or Nicki Minaj, something like that, or a rapper, where there was like four different people who wrote the song, and the guy who sung it had no parts with it. Like, but that's your favorite song. You don't come after him about this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then at this point, it's because they're Korean. Right. Got it. You're an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And it just... Ugh. And then, that reminds me. I found something out about Taehyung from BTS recently. That also kind of annoyed me. He wrote a song. Or at least he wrote out the melody of the song. I'm not 100% sure. Like, on that point. But he wanted to duet it with Jimin.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's a love song, they're telling him he can't do it. He has to do it with a female.
Wow.
I'm like, you know, and I hate the word like this because I love all the artists I listen to, I love for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of times here at the bar that I go to, they had BTS on the jukebox, at least their first album, in the Love Yourself series.
Mm-hmm.
So, I played Serendipity. And I looked at the bartender and a couple other people sitting around me, and I just went, guess this person's gender. And mm-hmm. they all said a girl. Because they were just listening to his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? It doesn't fucking matter. If he wants to do it with Jimin, he can do it with Jimin.
I hate this. Like, there's no, I mean, like, I understand, like, you know, they clearly have a name, and, like, if he were to do a duet with Jimin, it's gonna be split 50-50, I guarantee you. People are gonna be like, oh, that makes him gay. Oh my god.
That's how it is. Anywhere you go, it's always gonna be split that 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even, I can't remember, I think I was showing, it was the kid I baby, used to babysit. I think I showed her Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Mm.
And she asked me if they liked each other, like mommy, like when she was younger, so she said, like, boyfriend or girlfriend. And I'm like, they might, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
She's like 11. So she was like 8 or 9 when I showed her that.
Mm.
And it's like, I don't know. But I found out though, my friend is very jealous of one K-pop idol in particular. Bear in mind, this girl is not listening to K-pop, and it's my friend Jess. And I showed her a picture of T.O.P. from Big Bang.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, "How the fuck is his skin so flawless? It broke her." And then I was like, "This is a bandmate," and I sent her a picture of DD.
Mm-hmm.
She went, "He looks fabulous." I'm like,
It's because he is.
Yeah, and then I sent some, I sent a music video in the chat, and I said, fuck it.
Yeah.
And then I was scrolling through Twitter a little later, I'm like, oh, hey, Jess, remember those two guys I showed you? You had a little the same collection? Yeah, here's this, and it was a clip of Fantastic Katie.
Yeah.
And she was like, dude, K-pop's lit.
It is. That it is.
I was like, it really is, you know. And then the funny thing was, I had to do a double take. I had a picture of NCT's Jaemin on my phone, because it was one of the groupies' birthdays. But at a quick glance, the way he was standing, he looked like Felix.
Yep. Oh, yeah, because like, his hair's been dyed pink recently.
That doesn't, the picture I had, he just straight up looked like, if I didn't click on it and zoom in a little bit, it looked like Felix. So when I was like, I sent the picture, I'm like, he's 17 and his voice is deeper than the goddamn ocean. I went, wait, wrong person. Hold on. And then she let me go on a full rant about, like, you know, some of the different members of different groups. I sent her a group shot of VIX. I think the one I sent her, though, was from Hyde.
Oh, boy.
I think it was, is that the one where Leo has the eye patch?
That's Fantasy.
No, I know, but when they did the photo shoot, it was something else.
What?
It's
probably Fantasy.
No, that's not what it says, though, when I click it. Hold on. Well, Fantasy is on a couple albums.
How long is Leo's hair and what color?
Hold on. Robbie had a crown of thorns on his head.
That's Fantasy.
I know, but what I'm trying to tell you is it's not what it says on the damn picture.
Then it lied to you.
It says, what does that say, actually? Whatever their fourth single album was.
Fantasy!
It's not listening to Fantasy, fuck you!
I probably have that photo, to be honest. Hang on. I can't read that.
Hold on, I zoomed in on where it was. It's right above Robbie's head.
Yeah, I have it. I have that same photo.
Yeah, it's the sixth album. I mean, I read it. When I looked at it, I read it wrong. It's the sixth album. So.
Bet. Google, let's go. I got you. Hades.
Hades.
Mm-hmm.
Dave is gonna kill us.
Mm-hmm. He really is. I'm such a bad starling.
I can't even say I'm a good or a bad one because if you look at it logically, I haven't been into VIX for a year yet.
I've been there for six. No, that makes me look bad. I've been there for six. Shut up.
She was like, what makes it a BDSM album? Like, the concept, the lyrics.
The contract.
Like, I didn't get to the contract part yet. I was like, what else did I think? Just the list of the songs in general. And then I was like, oh, and it came with a contract. And she went, what do you mean it came with a contract? I went, hold on, I'm going upstairs now. They sent her, like, an unboxing picture. And then I typed out the name of every single fucking song. And she was like, okay, yeah, it's a BDSM album. And then she was like, but tell me how it actually came with a contract. I was like, yep. So,
Vix,
I mean, granted, I don't actually know what the contract says, but I had to go on the mirror one day and play with that, like translating it.
And also, I think I read it the one day, but I just didn't translate it.
I read them a while back because me, you, and James were on a group call, and we were talking about it. And we sat there and we read them. I remember that. I just don't remember what it says. Because for starters, as much as I love all of this, Leo isn't my bias. Mm-hmm. But all that also being said, I don't remember Anna Robbie's either.
Mm-hmm.
And they are my biases.
No, we did read the translation. I remember that because I remember James looked it up.
Yeah, James looked it up and then he gave us the website so we could all, like, because I read ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, he didn't give it. No, I had my computer in front of me and I Googled it. But regardless, we read the contract.
Mm-hmm.
And then as it progressed a little more, and I'm like, I was telling you about what happened with my grandmother. And I'm like, oh yeah, well, on a lighter note, hey Jess, look at this bastard. And I sent her, it was a really cute picture of you, Guillaume. I think I sent it to you too.
Might have.
I don't remember. But, I was like, this sort of man is old, was born in 1997, and I want to sit in a corner and not move.
Mm-hmm.
And then she actually put in quotations, sin of a man. I'm like, I sent her two videos of him dancing, both of which were on his stage.
Mm-hmm. This hit
so,
the
you
stage.
Know, I went straight for the kill shot with that one.
I can tell.
Well, it's because my college friends, they know, like, they know about our podcast. I think my friend Jess, who I mentioned a couple times, I think she's actually listened to it. Mm-hmm. At least once. But my college friends know relatively nothing about K-pop.
Right.
Except for what, you know, if they catch me in the middle of a rant.
Right.
I ranted to them about that whole bullshit with Jay from a couple months back, that McDonald's date thing.
Oh, fuck.
I went to them about that to see what their opinions on it was. And they were like, him apologizing, stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they know about the whole situation with Astro. They know about KCON and everything that happened there. Not that anything really happened. But, yeah. So, it's nice to have those friends who I can just be like, listen, this is what's happening with me right now. I'm okay, but I'm not okay.
Food.
Because I sent them, I sent them Cherry Bomb today.
Mm.
And I was like, death by hip thrust.
I saw that reminds me, I saw this video from Cherry Bomb, and it was Taeyong, and he had like this belt that was tied around his waist, right? And
yeah,
you know, yes, I was like, boy, sit your ass down. I don't need that. Go home. I know. And then I fell down this hole, like, before the Trouble Gay Chat started a call. For like 20 minutes, I was watching Johnny FMVs. Bro, oh my god, he's a god. Like, he's just genuinely a god. Like, there's nothing else to say about that. Johnny's a god. And if anyone says otherwise, we can fight.
You can try and say otherwise, and I'll tell you a million more ways in which you're a fucking liar.
Hell, Johnny will tell you himself, bro.
That was the thing. Like, I didn't, when I first started getting into NCT, I looked at Johnny, but I just, it was like a passing glance, like, all right, you're cute.
Mm-hmm.
Then KCON happened, and he had a full bunch of screen time, and I'm like, oh shit, your jaw.
Bro, he went ham, especially in that red, like, sleeveless shirt he was in.
Oh my god, please.
Oh my god.
Like, they all went, number one, like, every artist who performed at KCON went all out. And
yeah.
Two groups of missing members, like, because not all of Super Junior was there, and I believe there was one member missing from my office.
Yeah.
But that's also to say, some of the other groups I really didn't know. Like, I knew them, but I didn't know them.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. That's a knot in my hair.
That's funny. Yeah. I was just combing my hair out with my fingers.
That's why I started doing the same thing, and I found a knot.
My hair has been pretty tame recently, which I'm happy for.
Well, mine's not. And I straightened my hair for the past 2 days, and it's still not cooperating with me.
I've actually let my hair be pretty natural. But okay, even like, then, my natural is pretty straight.
I would say mine's puffy and frizzy. So I try and flat iron it just to get rid of some of, like, the frizz and lay it down a little bit. It just don't work.
Well, mine puffs up a bit. But that's only after you comb it.
Oh, no, it's funny. I would do better not brushing my hair in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as my family has so beautifully dubbed it, me and my three other cousins, we wake up with the best looking bedhead because it just looks like we had rough sex.
Nice.
and that's how my hair kind of does this thing. And so sometimes I don't brush my hair in the morning. I decide I'm going to go about my day.
See,
I have too much hair for that now.
I wish I could wake up with bedhead and look decent, but that's just not how this works.
I've seen you with bedhead. Your bedhead's fun.
Listen, that's only when I like straighten it. But if I leave it natural and I let my hair out at night, which I haven't been doing recently, I wake up, my hair is just everywhere, bro. I look like fucking Frankenstein.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
Just going back in general to group members of groups, I have videos on my YouTube page from BTS and Newark, because I know not every concert's the same. Mm. And I've been scrolling through, like, the different concerts and watching different live performances. But I'm afraid, because I didn't realize in my just randomly saving videos to watch later, one of them was Best Day. And I'm not ready for that.
Good luck with that.
It's still sitting in my, you need to watch this, but I was saying a little bit earlier, apparently Jin's gotten rebellious lately. Like, he's flat out said on B-Live, I don't listen to our boss.
Damn.
it was him and Jimin, and Jimin was doing his solo B-Live while they were here in the States. Mm-hmm. And he took Jin's food and brought it to his room to make Jin come and eat with him.
Wow.
They were looking for something to drink. And they're off camera, and Jimmy goes, I have this. And he's like, yeah, why not? Let's drink that. And they, but the manager said, we can't do a drinking show. He goes, I don't listen to the ball down with the manager. Give me that. And they're like, but you're 24. You shouldn't be drinking this. He goes, think about it. When you get a cut, you put alcohol on it. I'm just soothing my throat.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm like, shit.
Boy, sit down and listen to your manager.
I think they both took a shot off camera together because they disappeared from the frame for a good 5 minutes. But, I haven't really seen drink. Jim is a fucking lush.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Hulsuk just gets sleepy. Hulsuk just gets sleepy.
But, yeah, I watch him drink, and I'm like, alright, I can drink with you. You'd be fun to drink with.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you would have fun with NCT members. You would have fun with NCT members.
Dude, no, yeah, I know that one already. Like,
they drink like alcoholics, like.
And I like, probably still be able to drink under a table, but.
Every single time they drink, they always try to tell us. They always try to tell NCT Zens that it's not alcohol. Like.
Yeah, did they say it was apple juice, but it was beer?
Yeah. I can just remember, like, my favorite thing is whenever Mark drinks, he always gets so engulfed in the drink that it's great. Because he's like, yeah, apple juice. And then he, like, chugs half of it.
Like, yeah, that's apple juice. Sure, honey, keep telling yourself that. Maybe it's Angry Orchard.
Hmm.
Angry Orchard is a cider beer, so it actually does, it's apple-flavored beer.
Wow. And then by the end of that V Live, Lucas legitimately wrote on the table, "God, Jisung Park." And I was like, we know Jisung's a god. You didn't have to tell us.
Yeah, right.
We knew.
We knew. Guys, I just read that people are still trying, saying that to J-Hope they want to, not saying it to him, but they're saying they want to confiscate J-Hope's passport so he can't go back. Mm-hmm. Because they want him to stay here.
That's cute.
It is, and I think it's because when you watch the way they dance performances, like when they do concerts in Korea, and then you watch, when you compare it to the way they do it in America they're like, fuck it. Like, it's really entertaining. Like, Jimin just goes on like a whole spot, and it's like, whoa, your pants are too tight to be dropping like that.
I saw this video, I think it was, if it wasn't V and Jungkook, then it was Jimin and Jungkook. And they were in the U.S. and they just started doing the shoot down.
Yeah. No, they finally, with the exception of Yoongi, all the guys were there.
Oh my god.
Like, they started doing the shoot and Yoongi is like, he's in a crouch kind of, and he's like just bouncing in time to the music and running forward with them. And I'm like, sweetie. It was really nice to see that, to see, like, cause we all know Jin and RM dance-wise, they've improved a lot. The shoot takes coordination.
It does, bro. Everyone's like, bro, shoot's easy. But when you think about it, it's not that easy.
Dude, I still can't do it.
I can kind of do it, but I can't, like, move forward. I just awkwardly hop in place. My shooting skill is on the level of Jay. If you haven't seen on Jay's channel, he had he had Matthew from Card teach him a bunch of dances. And the shoot was one of them.
I saw that. And I remember going, baby, why? Like, he's cute. I love him. I'm going to embarrass myself if I don't even know that I'll watch.
Bro, tell me how Matthew from Card, right? I keep calling him Matthew. Everyone calls him Matt. I just call him Matthew.
I call him VM.
Yeah, but I call him Matthew. I think it's cuter. Matthew's cute. Anyways,
Matthew is cute. Yeah.
On his fucking Instagram story, because I follow him on Instagram, he had me fucking dead. One of his bandmates is Jiwoo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And instead of spelling it with a J, he puts a G, like calling her like a real G or something. And I was like, go home. Just go home.
Just stop
while you're ahead. Just stop. I couldn't, bro.
He's so cute.
He's adorable.
I happened to open his Instagram one night while I was at work, and my coworker who's in her 50s went, "Ooh, who's that?" I was like, "Oh, that's DM." And she went,
I need someone to remind me to not open Icon's June Instagram in public. Because he likes posting shirtless photos of him in boxers, and I'm like, please stop.
Please, can we not? Can this not be a thing, please?
My health, like, I really can't do it.
Yeah, no. I mean, I can try.
Like, my bias is Bobby, and I would like to stay loyal for as long as I can.
Yeah.
But June makes it hard.
Such a problem.
So many problems in K-pop.
There's so many problems, and I'm sorry to move all around that.
Yeah.
Like, no, I actually, part of this was going to be talking about, like, shows we watch. And I went to go download Vicky, who watch K-dramas again because I haven't watched them in a while. Mm. And it won't let me stream it to my television anymore. That I have to buy the Viki cast to be able to stream it to my computer, my TV.
Wow.
I was like, you could be out of the kidding me. Because I wanted to watch, I think Ed and Alden were in a drama together.
They were.
And I was going to watch that. But I went to go stream it and it wouldn't let me. I was like,
I mean, I've been watching Fresh Off the Boat.
It's a cute show.
I think it's really funny and I really enjoy it.
It's done well. It's funny. That's the one thing I gotta say, because I watched it a couple times. It's done very well.
It's very accurate.
That's what I'm saying. It's done well. It's not like in bad taste.
Yeah, it's... I can appreciate it. Asian parents are a struggle, bro.
Yeah. I was actually, probably sometime this week, I'm gonna start, My Beauty ID is dying on something like that. It's the one that Luna was just in recently.
Ah.
But I did find it on a different app.
Hmm.
I can't stream it to my television, but I did find it, because that one's not up on Viki. I think that one was up on Drama Feature. But I'm actually pretty excited to start back. I've just been binging the Return of Superman for the past like week.
I've been swapping between gameplay and then Return of Superman. Then I watch memes and stuff, and yeah.
But you know, this is my daughter watching, like, in that sense. Mm-hmm. But it was weird. Like, I just needed background noise the other day. So I put on, Winter Flowers.
Mm.
Like, just for background noise. And I must have, like, restarted the series a while back and forgot about it. Because it started in the middle of the episode.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Because
It was the part where, Dummy, shoved ice cream in his face.
Oh, I love that scene. Oh, I miss her powerhousing, bro.
Dude, when the first time she roundhoused him, I cracked up. Because he's uncomfortable, like, she's tight.
Mm.
So, when she just, like, overly roundhoused him in the face, I was like, oh, damn, fuck with you.
This is why we don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
Sojin, stop judging me. I could fucking roundhouse you, bro.
If you could roundhouse Sojin, that would be something to look
at. Make sure you get it on camera when I do.
Yeah, right? Because damn straight, they ain't gonna happen again.
I'm gonna pull a chin, y'all. Goes around house, like, misses the target entirely and just falls over and hurts myself.
And then I'd be looking at you going, so what'd you learn? And you know I would.
I know.
Only out of love. It would always be out of love, so what'd you learn?
I probably wouldn't learn my lesson, though, and I'd probably try again.
You would go try again. I know you.
Hi, Max. Total.
There was another show I almost started watching, and I can't remember right now. I was trying to get, Oh My Ghost, and I was trying.
Hmm.
Show,
like,
when I first
started it, I was like, oh, okay, this seems cool. And
then I realized it was about a virgin ghost trying to inhabit the body of living women so she can get laid.
Mood.
What?
Mood. Just mood.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, but I don't know how that. I'd be like, do I want to?
Is but it like, worth
I never, it? I never got to answer, like, the second episode because I had downloaded it from Netflix onto my phone. So I could watch it when I was on the way to the Astro. And I got to answer, like, the second episode. And I'm like, all right, let's go with the music. I'm trying to think. What other shows? Oh, well, I tried watching. Apparently, they haven't put up the JJ Project episode. Them on. Basically, JJ Project is on Hello Counselor recently. And I only got to listen to part of the story. Because, like I said, they don't have the entire thing up yet.
Right.
Like, they literally only have clips up. And it looked like it was a good episode, though. That's another show that I was obsessed with it before I even knew. I didn't know what there was a subtitle when I first started watching it. I didn't know what language it was. I just started watching it, and that's when I found it again. I started binging.
I've been watching a lot of what's the English name? Knowing Bros.
Oh, Knowing Bros, yeah.
Yeah.
I watched it a couple times.
I just think the cast is so funny.
Yeah. I don't remember the Korean name, but Men on a Mission, that's on Netflix, but I watched that sometimes. But I always find it so, it's just
interesting. Oh, I just realized my wallpaper is an album cover. So before anyone asks, my wallpaper is Hoodie's album On and On. There you go. That you can continue now with shows. I just forgot. Cut it off.
Yeah, I did that for years. My mom used to get like a bob cut. And it flat out drove me up the wall.
Wow.
So, I mean, I do have to get trimmed. I have to find out where my coworker lives because she actually does hair. And she would charge me a whole lot fucking less than me going to the salon.
Attempted to.
Listen, when I talk to you, I only use the word you let me.
Fair.
Until I get better, I only use the word you let me when I'm talking to you.
When you can construct a fully well-formed sentence, you're only allowed to use certain words.
Yeah, they've slowly gotten a little bit better.
Just keep practicing, that's all.
Yeah.
With time. You have 2 years, so.
Right. I told people like that I work with that I was moving in 2 years, and I go, where are you moving to? Like, you're thinking I'm going to say to New Jersey or some shit. And when I say Korea, they go, why? I'm like, why not? I'd rather deal with the fucking little line divides us between a fucking mass dictator and the president we have now.
Fair.
I can't afford to live here anymore. It's a problem.
I understand.
And I don't
True, that was painful.
Seriously, like, it took me a while, and once you moved, it took me a while to get out of that swing. But at least, like, when you first moved here, you weren't going to school yet, and then we had the entire summer. So sometimes it was kind of like you were still in Korea. But
Well, that's because, like, my sleeping schedule already from Korea was adjusted to my work schedule. So I can't remember what it was. What was it? I slept majority of the day and I was up all night.
Yeah, you slept, like, pretty much throughout the day. And then you would be up all night with me and James.
While it was, like, midday for y'all.
No, it wasn't.
Was it? I can't remember.
You would get into the Amino probably around, I want to say between midnight and 1 a.m. our time.
Which...
And then we would jump in the call, and then we would all be on the call. For me and James, it was like 4 or 5 in the morning.
Which was like 6 p.m.-ish for me.
Right. So, yeah. See, the thing was at the time, it worked. Me and James didn't sleep.
Yeah.
James still doesn't sleep. I'm kind of on a sleep schedule.
James is dying right now.
Dude, yeah, like, he's been sick for like a month.
I really think he should go to a doctor or something.
Well, the funny thing is, I think he had to go get a test the other day. And I'm like, why don't you get checked out, you know, what's going on with you? Because you're still hacking up your left lung.
Yeah, and then, like, a while ago, he said he think he pulled a rib.
Right, when was that?
Like, right before we started. Uh-oh, Max is about to make some noise.
When he said he was coughing.
Jeez, Max.
I think I just replied to that. Because, I was still at work. I wasn't supposed to call my phone.
Don't do it, Max.
What's that trying to do?
Well, he's gone to the door, so I know it's not long before he's gonna start making noise. But he's licking himself, so hopefully we have time.
Not much, but some.
Some. Damn, Max, no!
What?
He realized that the door is closed.
Oh. I thought you were gonna say you walked into it.
No, well... I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
Neither would I, but I love your cat. He's hilarious.
What?
Is he in your room or out of your room?
In.
Box.
Nah, he, oh, yeah, way to go, you idiot. He, like, he touched the door, and then he, like, pushed his head against it for no reason.
He headbutts everything, we know this.
No, it wasn't a headbutt. He just kind of, like, pressed his face against it. Do you want out?
Wait, hold on. I still can't believe Bam Bam got a fourth cat.
Yo! Bro, I'm so pissed about that. He's legitimately hoarding cats.
Not just here in Korea. He's not hoarding more cats in fucking Thailand.
Oh my god.
In Thailand, he's got two dogs. I think they have a bird, another cat, and then Shabu Shabu.
He's hoarding animals. He's an animal hoarder. Alright, I gotta go let him out, which means it's about to get loud. Cause my bed is annoying. Whee! Time to fuck with Max. You want out? I trick him by making him, I grab the doorknob and I shake it, making him think it's gonna open, but I'm not actually turning it so it doesn't open.
Be nice to him.
Go on. He's gone. I think, yeah, it's basically an hour. I think we can cut this here. We did. Yeah. We can call this "We're Not Dead" trademark.
Yeah, pretty much. Because we weren't as crackheads as we thought we were going to be.
Yeah.
I think you're just a little tired.
I'm very tired.
I'm not extremely tired, but I'm tired. And I have to be up. And I have to be up for 1:30 tomorrow. Because the dance studio I frequent, we're getting ready for the Halloween show.
Ah, good luck.
So, yeah. I mean, I had to call with one of the scares. Yeah.
All right, K-casters. Yeah. Next time we're free.
Next time we'll actually have a fucking
podcast. Yeah.
This time it's just so far the moment, right?
Yeah. The next time we'll be more, you know, well coordinated and have an actual topic.
Yeah. You messaged me like, "What's our topic?" Like,
mm-hmm. Cause you were like, "You want to film a podcast tomorrow?" And I was like, "Yeah, I guess." So, here's some content.
It's not necessarily good content, it's content.
Yeah.
We have a problem.
We're dorks.
Yes, we are. I was talking to any of our friends. Not that good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, our friends are crackheads as well, so.
True. Maybe, like, well, this wouldn't happen until, like, November, but maybe I can persuade James to do, like, a live stream on YouTube with me.
Ooh.
Like, after the concert, so we maybe, like, we'll talk about it. You know, because, let's face it, he doesn't sleep, and I'm probably not going to sleep either way.
Yeah, probably. Good luck with that.
I'll be waiting for him to bust deeper and text me like I'm gonna kill him. He's not here yet, I'm gonna kill him.
Wait. If James can't make it, can I get his ticket?
Ask him.
I'll ask him that later.
I mean, like, it's not next to me. Because I remember that was one of your stipulations.
Shh, we can say that it is. Exactly. Because at the rate it's looking, James isn't looking so good. I'll gladly go to day 6 in this place. Yes. I don't think he can. I don't think he can. He's struggling, bro. Yeah. James is such a tough cookie. We said we were gonna end this, but now we're just sitting here talking about James.
Hi, James. You're our best friend.
Love you. Wait, really? So he's a YouTube person.
Yes, he is, but we need to stop him already.
Yeah.
They haven't put out a new episode since their last episode, but I haven't watched them.
I haven't even started their podcast.
Well, the reason I was listening to this one that they just put out was because they were talking about racism in K-pop. And as we know, it's a huge thing.
Right.
Me and you can't really talk about it because we don't go through that. But.
Yeah. All right, I'm tired. I want to go to bed. Yeah, I want to go to bed.
All right. Good night, K-Caster. We'll talk to you next time.
Yeah, good night, K-Caster.